Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Tagliano, and we welcome you to this program. We got 25 more minutes of Today's Issues left. Comments at AFR.net is your email address if you want to send us an email, comments at AFR.net. Steve Jordahl.
Good morning.
Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Yeah, got the Paisley going.
Is that Paisley or is that hybrid?
Well, yeah, there's Paisley in it. I don't know.
It is Paisley. Yeah.
I like that shirt. It's a excellent color.
Thank you.
I'm encouraging Ed today. So
thank you.
He is.
Great color.
He's positive and encouraging. Yeah. He's K-Love Ed
Thank
today.
You, K-Love Ed.
K-Love Ed.
Positive and encouraging.
Yes. I need to announce that I'm proudly no longer a Nazi. Yes, okay, I can get canceled with the best of them.
You might need to explain that. You're no longer a Nazi?
That's
that means
correct.
You were at one time?
Over
Nazi?
Weekend.
We didn't see that on your resume, Steve, when you applied for the job.
Full disclosure, you hit that.
Yeah. No, over the weekend, we had the Sound of Music in Columbus, and I played a German character on there. And so that run is over. We had a great time, but I am back to being all over freedom. I'm all about freedom now.
So you're
about fashion.
You're not a Nazi, but although you did play one on stage.
I did play one on TV, right, or on stage. We had a good time, a good run.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
Let's start with some media. I tell you, the fallout from the Durham report, remember this is the report
yes.
that came out last week that found that the FBI was corrupt in its dealings with the President Trump and the Russia Gate investigation. And the left has been kind of going crazy because you hear over and over from everybody, nothing burger, nothing
right.
here. It was nothing. It's just, you know, look, no convictions or whatever. It's just, they just downplayed, if they even mentioned it at all, except for I got a couple commentators from the left that are normally liberal that are kind of saying something's not right
that,
here.
That it's not only not a nothing burger, it's a something burger.
It is a something burger. Let me start with Jake Tapper on CNN, who said this, cut six.
President Trump appeared so confident of what Durham would find, he openly pressured the special counsel to release his findings before the 2020 election. Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI. And to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
And Chuck Todd of MSNBC, of all people, listen to what he has to say. Cut seven.
Look, trust in the FBI is eroding left and right. Feels like we're in the moment that we need a real church committee, that this is a moment like when the J. Edgar Hoover FBI clearly was no longer helping the American people. There was a moment. This feels like we might be in one of those moments.
I tell you what, these quotes from Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper are found in Revelation chapter 10.
Wow.
If you look closely there, you got to read between the lines a little bit.
Yeah.
So the end of the world is here.
So you're saying like there's signs in the sky.
When CNN and NBC say the FBI is out of control, then I'm just saying, obviously I'm being facetious here. I'm joking around, but I'm just saying that you would never have thought you would hear that.
When you've lost
I was
CNN.
Very surprised. Now, Jake Tapper, I'm not as surprised. Every once in a while, he does seem to be even-handed on things sometimes. But Chuck Todd, that was a real surprise to me. Now, the reference to the church committee, that was Frank Church, who was a Democrat senator, I believe, from Idaho in the 1970s. I was still in high school, so I want to say 74, 75. They held hearings on abuses on the part of the CIA.
Right.
You know, Vietnam and some of the other places.
It looked at the FBI as well. But
oh, it did? I did not know that. Okay. So that's his reference to another church committee. That's a shocker. to hear Chuck Todd say that.
You know, Keith Olbermann, the former MSNBC or NBC commentator, he just came unhinged. He's calling for Jake Tapper to be fired.
Yes.
Because he dared say that there's something that could possibly, you know, come from this church report. It's so fun to watch their hairline on fire. Just got to tell you.
Hair on fire.
Yeah.
I like it. Excellent, excellent commentary.
Well, I'll tell you what, the FBI has been, their credibility and their reputation has been just taken a severe hit in the last, couple of years. And when Chuck Todd from NBC and Jake Tapper from CNN say something's wrong, then there's, you know, that something, it's undeniable. You could list off the things that the FBI has done or not done in the last 4 or 5 years where you go, they're completely on one side. They're
right.
Completely pro-Democrat.
Politicized.
Politicized, weaponized. Also, you remember, 10 days ago or so? When the House of Representatives subpoenaed information from the FBI.
Yeah.
You need to hand this over to us as the people's representatives, having to do with the Biden family making a lot of money off, potentially illegally, okay, while Biden was VP, and Hunter Biden and all that. And the FBI said, we're not doing that. We're not going to comply with the subpoena. And remember that?
Yeah.
Yes. Sort of a standoff. And that's when Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, said, I'm going to call Christopher Wray.
And he did Friday night.
It said, and persuade him to not make us take the next step, is the way I understood it. In other words, in the end, the House of Representatives would win because the FBI is not a co-equal branch of the government.
Right.
They can't say to the House of Representatives which subpoenas they won't comply with.
Right.
So anyway, what did you say that they?
Well, Kevin McCarthy. What I read, I think it was early this morning, is that Kevin McCarthy. Maybe it was over the weekend, but Kevin McCarthy said he called FBI Director Christopher Wray. They had a conversation. He said, "I feel sure that the director, Christopher Wray, will in the end release the information."
Yeah.
But we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, the arrogance, to me. Of an FBI director saying I'm not complying with the subpoena by the House of Representatives is shocking.
Yes.
Huh?
It is. And you know, I don't know whether it was Attorney General Merrick Garland, Steve, you might know, or Christopher Wray, the FBI director, when this Durham report landed, one of the two said, well, we were aware of those issues, and we've already made corrections. You guys remember what I'm talking about? Last week?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I know what you're saying.
Made corrections of what? All right. So there must have been problems. And so the Durham report, now maybe they're not agreeing publicly with everything the Durham report said, but if the Durham report lands and you go, yeah, we're aware of some issues, we've made corrections, then you are in essence admitting that there were rogue elements within the FBI.
Right.
And remember, a lot of the things that this Durham report covers happened under the Trump administration. So it's not just that when you switch from Trump to Biden, the FBI supports whoever's in office. No, this was the FBI, at least people at the top making decisions, who were supporting the left even while they were supposed to be working for the Trump administration. So there are obviously factions rooted deeply into the fabric of the FBI that have been politicized and are working for one side or the other. Now, I have said my hope is that the vast majority of rank-and-file FBI agents are just as horrified by what's going on, has gone on, as the rest of us are. But that
well, at least three of them, or maybe more, came out as whistleblowers.
Right.
So you know, there are some. But let me button up what Ed was saying. It was just a generic FBI statement. It wasn't attributed to anybody.
Okay.
The statement is the conduct in the 2016 and 2016 that Special Counsel Durham examined was the reason that current FBI leadership already implemented dozens of corrective actions, which have now been in place for some time. Had those reforms been in place in 2016, the missteps identified in the report could have been prevented.
So that was just released by the FBI.
Said the FBI.
Generic.
That's not a good enough answer.
I don't think so either.
Who said that?
It's just an FBI statement.
Press release. They need to say what
right.
problems existed
right.
and what corrections have been
right.
put in place.
Right. I know. I agree. They need to be specific.
Yeah.
And it needs to be from Christopher Wray. It's that serious. Yes. It rises to that level, the FBI director. They don't need to get a press release from the FBI office.
Generic?
saying, there were problems and we got them corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
This is saying this is old news. This is parroting exactly what the rest of the media is saying.
Well, it's not
nothing to see here.
It's not old news to a lot of us. And that's what I think the Jake Tapper and, Todd.
When I first remember the first thing that happened with the FBI, and there were maybe some other things in the past, but that made me realize that they were in favor of the Democrats was when James Comey, the former FBI director, you remember Hillary Clinton was guilty of sin of using her computer server in her basement or in her bathroom and in the washroom. I don't know where she had it exactly, at her house. And the reason she did that, while she was Secretary of State of the United States, she did that so she could conceal and hide her business from accountability by the Congress.
Right.
Right. And basically,
if you work for the government, all your communications are owned by the government.
She didn't want to be accountable.
Right.
So that's why you put the server in your house. Right.
On top of which, when they discovered the server, she started actively, or she had people actively erase and delete and she claimed stupidity when she wiped the server with a cloth.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. So she was doing, it was found out later that she was doing State Department business on this unsecured server, and including classified information was on there. Okay. Well, that is strictly against the law. And especially you would think somebody of the stature of the Secretary of State, why would they put our country at risk with this kind of, this kind of situation? Well, when James Comey, the FBI director, remember this, he was at that press conference and they said, are you going to charge, prosecute, whatever you're going to do with Hillary Clinton? Remember, she was running, running for president.
This is the day before she was supposed to get on Air Force One with Barack Obama to go campaign.
Right.
And they needed to clear her.
And James Comey, the FBI director, said no reasonable prosecutor would take this case.
Right.
Well, that was not true, okay? And everybody, why wouldn't a reasonable prosecutor take this case,
right.
okay? The other thing was, so he was covering for her, the FBI director was covering for her and to help any kind of fallout in this situation. But furthermore, when it was learned that the FBI did a 2-hour interview of Hillary Clinton, as I understand it, was Peter Strzok who conducted the interview, one of the two or three people. Of course, he's a fanboy,
right?
As
right.
we know now, of Hillary Clinton. And the FBI didn't put her under oath.
Right.
So you can't lie. You cannot accuse her of lying to the FBI.
So you have something as serious as what I've just described, that is a server doing State Department business, and you don't even put her under oath when asking her questions about the situation. That's when I knew they were all in for covering up for Hillary Clinton. So the FBI had basically, at the highest level, chosen a party. And then we all know what they did with Trump.
Which brings us to the second story that I was going to bring in, which is Trump's former lawyer, Ty Cobb, says that because of the documents, which, by the way, if Comey, according
to the Colts, say Ty Cobb?
I said Ty Cobb. He quit playing baseball and started becoming a lawyer for President Trump.
I got to know what this guy's exercise and vitamin regimen is.
I know, right?
Huh?
Right?
He's like 130 years old now.
But nobody likes him.
Is he still playing pro baseball?
No, he retired from pro baseball. It's a similar name, different person. But he is investigating. He is saying that Trump is going to
Excuse me for interrupting you just a minute. Because tell our listeners, because that name is not household.
Right.
Ty Cobb, T-Y-C-O-B-B-B, who you're talking about now, is who exactly?
He is a former White House lawyer. He was one of President Trump's attorneys.
Okay.
He was on Trump's side at one point. But now, he's a former U.S. assistant attorney and a member of the Trump legal team. He served between July of 2017 and May of 2018. And now he thinks that that Donald Trump will be going to prison for the documents, which according to the Comey standard now, I guess that none of the people that are prosecuting Trump are reasonable, because no reasonable prosecutor would do something like that. But Trump is a subject of no fewer than 5 investigations right now. This is why I think that they're just coming after him for political reasons. They're looking into him for potential wrongdoing in the January 6th thing. They're trying to get him in Georgia for asking the Secretary of State to find votes. The Alvin Bragg, we've already seen him about the hush money paid to that adult star. Letitia James in New York has a tax fraud suit filed against him, and the documents. It's number 5.
I don't think any of that's going to stick, frankly, against the former president. And here's why. Okay, now one of the things that I think it was James Comey who said this as well about Hillary Clinton when he was explaining why he was not going to turn loose the Department of Justice on this was he said she didn't intend to break the law. Okay, so in her case,
yes, she did.
Well,
fact that she wanted to conceal her emails says premeditation.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please, you say it.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to my coffee. Gonna,
yes. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Comey said, we're not going to go after her because she didn't intend to break the law. In her case, the law itself says whether you intended to do it or not doesn't matter. If you do it, it's against the law.
Right.
So to me, Comey was explaining why he was going to be political. I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to.
No, I'll get over it. Just my feelings get hurt real easy. Ed.
But in the case of the former president, it does matter what when you tell the Secretary of State in Georgia, find whatever it was, 12,000 votes, find the votes. You have to prove that what he meant when he said that was, I want you to falsify fake votes. And you can't prove that. And the former president has an absolutely plausible explanation for what he meant. On all these charges, what he meant when he said something does apply to the law. So,
the context,
let me say this about the situation. And again, I am not. If you want to be fair and objective about this whole situation, I agree with everything you just said. But I will say this. President Trump, former President Trump, oftentimes walks right up to the line.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because maybe he's used to just speaking what he thinks, which is good a lot of times, but other times it's not. And so when you walk right up to the line, you give the Democrats an opportunity to say, well, you're in violation of the law, or what you said was wrong. You see what I'm saying? Right. How President Trump, maybe he's, this is how he, you know, he doesn't hold back on, and again, sometimes you, when you say find me votes to the Secretary of State, I can very easily see how people on the Democrat side of the left would say he's trying to interfere with an election by telling the Secretary of State to find votes. Okay, well, Trump would say, I didn't mean make them up out of thin air. I meant, can't you find them in the legal
count the votes accurately, and you'll come up.
So you see what I mean?
Right.
By walking up to the line, when you're the president and you send people down to the you're at the White House, you have a rally, and then you send them down to the Capitol, and they're all worked up emotionally. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then what happened on January 6th? I'm not saying President Trump is. He said go down there and fight like blank.
Yeah.
But he also said go down there peacefully. Now, I don't think he should be charged for anything. Don't misunderstand me. But you see how when you walk up to the line, that people on the other side would exploit that and say, yeah, he did. He sent them down there, so he's in part responsible for what happened.
Yeah. To me, though, it's
you take documents to Mar-a-Lago from the White House. That, and then you say, I have the right to take anything I wanted to because I was the president. Well, that's not, you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying he intended to do anything wrong. I don't know. That'll be yet to be determined. But when you do things like that, you give the other side an angle to get in. Does that make sense?
No, I understand. But what I was going to say is, that in a sense, that's politics. That's the political world in which we live. When Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of the Supreme Court building and threatened Supreme Court justices, and then people went to their houses.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Is Chuck Schumer legally responsible for what those people did?
No.
I'm saying that part of the attack on President Trump is, yes, he is bombastic in the way he expresses himself, but to me it's trying to find a legal way to prosecute the man when it's the way political discourse is in the 21st century.
You got to think that Donald Trump knew this was coming. He knows he's a firebrand. He knows that they're after him. So when he gets right up to the very line just before you cross it, he's doing that on purpose. He thinks he's Teflon. He thinks he's going to beat every one of these charges, and he very well may. And he's just poking him in the eye.
Yeah. That's what he did when he was running, and that's what he did the 4 years he was in office. Yeah. He was the best thing to ever happen to the liberal media.
Yes.
And he was, as they say, living in their head rent-free. Because he would poke them. But now, to your point, Tim, now they're saying, okay, now it's payday. Because we're going to tie you up in court so that you can't run. I'm not even sure they believe they can get a legal conviction, but it doesn't matter if they keep him from running, and that, I think, is what they're trying to do.
They won't. He'll run.
He's going to run.
If Biden can run from his basement, Trump can run from prison.
All right, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.